Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, November 5th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, investing via mobile apps, and don't leave out these hidden costs when buying a home. The world of investing is quickly shifting to apps as a growing number of firms invest in the mobile programs.
These aren't apps where the extent of their services is basically providing financial advice and budgeting tips and so forth. Many of these apps really encourage active investing.
That's Wall Street Journal's Anna Maria Andriotta. She says many of the large brokerage houses have offered apps for some time, but now smaller firms are also getting in on the game.
This has really taken off in the last about 6 months, has been a growth in the number of startups that are, they're essentially new broker-dealers that are offering their own apps.
One startup, Acorns Grow, rolled out its Acorn app this summer, and it aims to promote two simple strategies: getting users to invest more and rely on passive index funds. The app lets users link their checking account, credit card, or debit cards to their account, and when they make a purchase, the app rounds up their purchase to the nearest dollar and invest the spare change into their investment account. We're also seeing more apps add game-like features to their investing, allowing people to gamble with real money or even fake funds.
We're seeing new investing apps coming out that are incorporating aspects of gaming. They allow you to essentially set up fake accounts with essentially play money to get a sense of potentially how the market works.
More information on these apps is available in the latest edition of the Weekend Journal in a story titled Going Mobile, A User's Guide to Investing Apps. As we continue, hidden costs to buying a home.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Getting ready to buy a home? Adam Levin of Credit.com reminds you of some of the hidden costs that will definitely come up during the process.
From inspections to additional bills, it's important to make sure you aren't forgetting anything. While you're on the search for a home, you and likely your mortgage insurer will prefer to have a home inspection done before closing. These usually cost several hundred dollars but can save several thousands down the line. Similarly, it can be beneficial to have your property professionally surveyed so everyone's on the same page regarding all boundaries. Surveys run a few hundred dollars. There's also government recording charges, title services, and lender's title insurance, and oftentimes a couple months' worth of property taxes. If you're moving into a townhouse or condo, or if you choose to live on a golf course, you may need to pay homeowner association dues. These fees vary tremendously, but should be factored in when determining which property you can afford and into your overall budget. Just when you thought you remembered everything, there can also be fees for parking spots and utilities, such as water and internet or phone service. If you want a home security system, that's an added cost as well. In addition, many people consider taking out extra life insurance when buying a new home, so loved ones have enough to pay off the mortgage when you're gone. Lastly, don't forget maintenance costs. Being a homeowner means you're responsible for the upkeep of your home. Everything from the roof to the HVAC system to appliances, floors, furniture, and fixtures. And before you apply for a mortgage, make sure you know where your credit scores stand. Good credit can save you tens of thousands of dollars over the life of a loan, so do everything you can to improve your credit score before you apply. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.